She was one half, or I guess maybe one third of Oss Twins on Big Brother. Liz joining us on the line. Hi there.
Hi, fans. How are you?
So, you know, you spent a long time in the Big Brother house. You're partnered with your twin. We all saw that. So was that easier or harder than going in the house alone? Because at the beginning, you know, the two of you were sort of alone. You had that handoff in the diary room. Would you do it again with a partner or on your own?
Doing it with a twin was so hard because we had that added stress, you know, first switching in the house and getting people to not catch on that we were twins. And then when people caught on we were twins, it was like the hardest thing ever. So I think that for me, it was a blessing and a curse because, yes, it did make things harder in the house, you know, just getting by week by week and not being the main target. And also a blessing because she kept my sanity. You know, I was able to talk to her, vent to her, just have her there for support. So I would definitely do it again with my twin for sure. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, I think it might have been easier for the two of you to pull it off, though. But you guys you're locked in a house with everybody, so there's nothing to do for everybody else but to look at you two. And that's when they started to notice the differences. So we've got to talk about the handoff then, because the two of you would switch off in the diary room. How long did you have to debrief each other and to change clothes and really get caught up?
That was the most difficult part. We only had 15 to 20 minutes, so we wouldn't, you know, have people getting suspicious. And we had to change clothes, make sure our nail polishes were the same, download each other for, you know, days of what we've been doing, and we just have 15 minutes to, you know, tell each other. It was really hard because, you know, some critical details we would miss. You know, like one day I borrowed Jason's hat and I forgot to tell her, and she didn't know where the hat was to return it. So just very critical details were really hard to get across, but I think we did the best we could. I mean, it was crazy.
So, have you watched the show back now? Like, did you see anything that really surprised you, or maybe any of the house guests that surprised you?
I haven't had time to watch the show yet, but that is definitely coming. I think I'm going to dedicate my weekend to just binge-watching Big Brother, but I've, you know, watched a few of the pilots, and I'm so surprised at Johnny Mac. I think it's so hilarious how he was a completely different person in, you know, his diary room sessions than he was in the house. So I can't wait to watch him because supposedly he was hilarious. And in the house, which, you know, he kind of just laid low. He was very introverted. So I'm really surprised about that. And also I'm pretty surprised that Audrey wasn't the twist because we were all so sure that she was the twist. So, yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
Well, we're going to talk about Austin in a second. Of course, we're going to have to do that. You know that, of course.
Of course.
But in terms of the other house guests then, was there anybody that you met maybe on day one that you said, you know what, I think that I could be friends with them, you know, for a long time? Or was it strictly just gameplay? Like, did you see yourself forming relationships after the show?
It took me a while to, you know, start really connecting with the house guests. I would say right off the bat, I really liked Audrey. I mean, we bunked together in the same bed, and she was really nice and personable to me. Little did I know she was being like that with everyone. So she, you know, Audrey was good while she lasted. But right off the bat, you know, within the first couple of weeks, I hit it off with Austin, with Becky and Jay. So those three people I was really close with from the beginning. So we'll see if we're still friends in the long run. And Austin, yeah, that's a good subject to talk about.
Part of the key to the game is alliances. And, you know, sometimes we see that people have alliances with everybody in the house, Austin. But yeah, are there any alliances maybe that you regretted having or maybe wish that you had that you didn't?
Good question. Well, I think the 2 weeks that Austin and I were HOH, we kind of overextended ourselves and we were trying to make an alliance with everyone in the house and quickly learned that that was not smart because, of course, you know, it blew up in our faces. We had a deal with Johnny Mac and Steve, and then Johnny Mac told Vanessa about it. So I would just say, you know, I knew that we shouldn't stretch ourselves too thin, and it came and bit us in the butt. So my favorite alliance of the house was definitely Scamper Squad. I think we lasted so long, we all five of us were able to last till the finals. So I think that was my best move in the game was probably a Scamper Squad, for sure. We are a very strong alliance.
If you could go through life with never hearing to hear one of their names again, or see them again, or talk to them, or think about them, who would it be?
Oh my god! I don't know! I'm pretty close with most of the house guests, but I would say the person that I'm least close with is Devon. I didn't really, you know, have a good connection with her, so I probably won't hang out with her after this.
Let's talk about something like that, though. How big does attitude play in the game? Can that get you booted out just quicker than, you know, losing competitions?
Yes, absolutely. I think that people were kind of scared of her because she was very, you know, she was forward, and people don't really like that in that game, especially because there's so much, you know, talking behind your back and this and that. So I think that she was kind of like confrontational. But I think I had a pretty good attitude in the game. I think that's why people kept me around, because I was actually, you know, nice and welcoming. So I think that helped me out a lot.
What I think is funny is the people who come in with the big attitude, the loud mouth, but yet they're the ones that are breaking down crying the quickest.
I know. I agree with you on that one. Even Jason, he had a big personality too, and look how that ended.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? It's all about, it's putting up a front, and it's like, well, obviously that's not really who they are then in the first place, right? You can talk a big game, but then when it comes to the emotional breakdown, you know, you're telling us something different about yourself, really.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to see that a lot when I watch
are you
a lot of crying diary room sessions.
Well, let's talk about that then. What, obviously you know what happened in the house because you were there the whole time. Is there anything that might embarrass you if you were to see it?
Oh, God, yes, of course. Well, first things first, mine and Austin's little rendezvous. I've heard all about them. I can't even watch because, yeah, it's a sore subject. But, yeah, if there was something I could do differently, it would be that. You know, I'm only human. That's all I can say about that. But, yeah, we did a lot of making out. And also, probably, you know, having a sister there, like I said, blessing and a curse, because we were able to, you know, truly vent to each other and say what was on our minds, and knowing that it wouldn't get out. So I feel like I kind of, you know, I talked to her a lot about my frustrations, and it was kind of portrayed as us being mean girls, but that was not the case. I just, you know, I have a pretty strong personality, and I have my sister there, so I'm definitely going to vent to her about things that bother me. And, yeah, that's probably the one thing that I was just like, oh, I hope people don't pick that the wrong way.
Now, okay, so about Austin, we've got to go there. I don't believe that you went in there looking for romance. It just sort of happened, right? Things like that happen in life.
It just sort of happened,
yeah. Yeah, so did you ever think that TMZ would be reporting on your romantic life? Because now, you know, you're the focus of TMZ stories. What do you think about that?
I know. I saw that. How funny. No idea. I guess we were, you know, a lot of people, well, according to Jokers, didn't like us. But, I mean, the people that you don't like kind of get the most, you know, notoriety for being the way they were. I think me and Austin we had a very big part of the show because we were this unlikely pair, and we, you know, we had our fun we had our fun moments. So yeah, Austin and I, we're still together, so we'll see how, you know, long it lasts. I might be moving out to LA soon, so that'll probably be better because long distance is no bueno. But, you know, I'm actually really happy I met him on the show. We definitely had a lot of fun together.
Now, we hear that, you know, twins have, you know, a really tight bond. Obviously, we heard some things from your sister not, you know, caring for him or being that.
Oh, yes.
So how much does her opinion play into your decision making? Or, I guess you follow your heart, though, right? You don't necessarily use your brain.
Yes. With twins, we are so overprotective of each other, it's not even funny. You know, I can't even blame her because half her boyfriends back at home I usually end up hating. So she was just being, you know, overprotective of me. But towards the end, she definitely, you know, Austin grew on her just like he grew on me. And she actually really likes him. So, yeah, at first, you know, twins get protective of each other, but we're all truly, like, friends. You know, all twins is off twins for a reason.
let's widen that scope then. What about the rest of your family and your friends? What do they think of him?
The rest of my family and my friends, they want to meet him. My mom and dad were able to meet him in LA for the rap party, and they actually really liked him. You know, they got to know him behind the cameras, and they really liked him. So, you know, my aunt is the one that's not the biggest fan of him, but hey, you know, she can't please everyone. Uh-oh. She just doesn't like tattoos, so. Oh. And he's a walking tattoo, so.
Well, I guess, you know, in a sense though, almost everybody has met him, right? When you watch a show like this, I mean, you really do get to know somebody, I think.
I know. Everyone, you know, I've been getting so many comments. Like, we feel like we know you guys. We miss watching you 24 hours a day. So it's really cool with a show like this that people actually feel like they do know him. But, you know, behind the cameras, of course.
There was drama, though, about him having a girlfriend. I know that was a touchy subject. Have you taken flack about being with a guy who is still technically in a relationship?
Yes, all the time. And, you know, tweeting and all that stuff did not help either. I heard that she, you know, made it very adamant. She was very adamant that she was not happy about what was going on. But all I can say is, I mean, on the show, at first I was just not wanting anything to do with him, and he, you know, he won me over, so I wasn't necessarily, I don't think I was in the wrong, because I came in the house single, and he was the one with a girlfriend, so I think that, you know, that's something that he needs to deal with, but, you know, I don't think he talks to her, so we're good.
Okay, so next season, looking ahead to people who might want to go on to Big Brother, what advice, aside from going on with a family member, what advice would you give someone who wants to be on the show?
I would say, I would take Steve's advice. He was a great example of just never giving up. He drove an hour away. He rented a car, drove an hour away to a casting call, and he submitted a video and just, you know, did his research. He would tweet at people all the time, at the executive producers. So just do your research, don't give up, and don't be yourself. Steve gave me this advice, like, don't really be yourself. Be someone that you think would get casted on the show, and then when you're on the show, be yourself. So just, you know, be crazy, be, you know, someone that is memorable, someone that is, you know, they want to see, you have conflict and drama on the show, so have fun with it.
So what's next for you? You said possibly moving to be with Austin. What's happening for you now?
Well, Julie and I are looking to get into, we used to model, so we're definitely trying to get more into, like, the modeling and acting field, and we just want to, you know, make a twin empire. We're down to, like, get into vlogging, be TV personality, maybe do Amazing Race, you know, we're 23, we have an open book right now, and we just want to, you know, make a name for ourselves.
Okay, wait a second. So
this isn't the last of Oz twins.
I was going to say, so Amazing Race, you would pick your twin or your boyfriend?
Ooh, that's a tough one, but I'm going to have to pick my twin, of course.
Oh.
This is before misters. The only thing that we need is to learn how to drive stick shift, and we're good.
Well, maybe, does Austin know that? Maybe he could, like, meet up with you in a country somewhere and drive you.
Yes, exactly. Trios, we can have the off twin to it, so we'll see.
All right, well, Liz from Big Brother, it's a great chatting with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.